You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I'm very thankful to God for all the blessings that He rains upon our lives, even the rains. But if we could just get 1 week of just dryness, that would be an answered prayer.
Oh, help me, Jesus. King Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
Yeah. Why did you record that?
Why did you say it?
Well, I was praising.
Mm-hmm. And I want to extend those praises to Kansas City, you know, because we all feel your pain and we all are praying for the same thing. It's like, you know, we just can't have sunny skies right now. And I don't get it.
I've been wearing a snatchback ponytail for the last 3 weeks because I'm like, you know what? I ain't even going to try to get anything done.
Damn!
I have, you know, my hair's not permed. So you get out in that weather, it's going to get to reverting. Yeah.
Y'all gotta depend on the weather for your hair.
It's above me now.
It is hard being a woman, dog. I am so glad I am a man.
I'm gonna have attorney Stacey Shaw on the show today. So much conversation about when they see us, and so many questions about how something like that could happen to five boys who were innocent of committing this crime that they were charged with and actually served time for.
Even as a grown man, I'm trying to put myself in their positions. You know, and when we see police, people in our culture, it's more of a warning sign or something is wrong. You know, when others see police, they see it as more comforting. So it's like, in a state of mind, we're kind of trying to figure out what to do with ourselves. And that's why I feel like this is important for us to get educated on what we can actually do if we're ever in a compromised position like that.
You know, a few issues at hand. The young people were 14, 15, and 16. So they were too young to even be interrogated without the presence of their parents. And then even some of their parents were not able to advocate for them.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to know what our rights are so that if you're ever faced with that set of circumstances, that at least you'll know how to maneuver through it.
Yes.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:22 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s. It'll be some thunderstorms coming up. Watch out for that. Right now, you got a little light rain at 68 in KCK. Shade, what's popping?
Ja Rule says that he thought that the Fyre Festival was actually a really good idea.
I wanted to do an amazing festival, and I believe Billy did too. It just didn't manifest to be that. But what came out of that is this. Business people who know money is like, yo, this was on some dope. Ja, would you like to do this again? We're the right guys. You had your finger on the pulse of the people. We'll make right. Sure, I would like to do another festival and do it right, because that's what I intended to do in the first place. So let's do it the right way, make it blow it out. Now, here's the theory of
so
my
gonna
festival.
Do another festival.
Yeah, I'm going to kill it.
Ja,
$20 million was...
I get $50,000 for a festival, and then you say, I'm going to do this again? I ain't giving you another $50,000.
All right, that's you. Understand something. I wasn't the they were talking to at the end of the day. You understand? I was the came in and painted them the vision of what it's going to be, what I want to do. So these people know the purity of Ja Rule. They're like, Ja was the that had the vision, the idea. It was an amazing idea.
Boy, he tripping. That lady who was on that documentary, who owned the catering, she was down about $70,000, and they have yet to pay that lady. He tripping.
She got money, though. They did like a GoFundMe, and she got paid. She good. But I am not here for that. He's not the dude that... And, you know, I try to block Ja Rule slander, because I think that everybody's trying to be revisionist now after 50 Cent, you know, pretty much derailed his career. But before that, Ja Rule was the man, and everybody's trying to act like they didn't sing all of his songs.
I definitely
when
didn't.
They really did. He got hella airplay all over this country. He packed out arenas. He was starting a film career. Ja Rule was the man before 50 Cent did it, but everybody want to act like, you know, he wasn't because 50 threw that whack juice on him. But this, no, Ja, let it go.
Lame.
Let it go, Ja.
Lame.
Adele rapped Nicki Minaj's Monsterverse, and the folks that was in the building were quite surprised by her knowing each and every last word.
Oh, she did, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Because I recall Nicki saying the N-word a couple times in her verse on Monster.
Did she say that?
Yeah. Did she?
I don't know. You got this thing, don't you?
Culture vulture.
You don't got it?
Mm-mm.
Why is that a culture vulture?
Was she saying the N-word?
I'm sure Adele
didn't. That's what I want to know.
I'm sure she didn't.
Okay, we'll see.
You're terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Future has his hive buzzing, dropping a new album on Friday. Don't you like Future?
The activist.
You see how you get rich and switch.
Just, no, I'm not. No, this dude, he ain't put out nothing hot since like 2015, since Dirty Sprite 2. And everything he's dropped since then has been just extra dumpster juice.
Well, the new album is called Save Me.
We don't want to hear it. Keep it.
Ooh, you are a get rich and switch.
What? Nothing.
If Future was to walk through this Future door right now, you would not KTSE.
So I have Future posters in here.
If
in
he
my room,
walked in here, you would not KTSE.
I would keep whatever energy I got.
No, you wouldn't.
I don't switch up. I don't
Lord
do none
Jesus,
of that.
Jesus, and all your infinite wisdom, please make an opportunity for Future to come into this studio.
Girl,
so
bye.
I can see how Brian acts. That's all I ask, God. You ain't got to let me get no taller. You ain't got to take this fupa off of me.
Uh-oh.
You ain't got to do nothing else I've been praying for the last 20 years.
I'm going to peel your face off like a grape.
Get Future in here so I can see how this man acts.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad though? I'm tired of paying rent. Landlords ain't doing nothing. You know, I wake up this morning and my whole bedroom flooded. My brand new computer, the new TV on the wall messed up, you know. And so I called him this morning. He got the nerve to tell me, oh, they backed up. It'll be a couple of days.
Oh my goodness, that fur coat you had in there, them Gucci loafers you had in there. You a couple more things I can think of that you had in there that, you know, you lost the receipt for.
No, I got all the receipts.
Mm. That's what I'm talking about. You got to put some extra stuff in there for that insurance claim. Mm. I had a chinchilla in here.
Mm. You are a scam artist, Joanna the scammer. Look at you. Hey, man, don't listen to her. She'll have you doing fed time next year, bro.
But I had a chinchilla in here. I just want y'all to know.
It's just sad that I've been waiting on a maintenance call for the past 3 months.
Oh, my goodness.
3 months.
You got to move,
bro,
fam.
Yeah, you got to get out of here, bro. Get out of the trap house.
I went to go look at apartments yesterday, and look, I missed my little house, but, you know, it's costing me more money than what I'm actually going to be spending on rent. So, yeah.
Wow.
You know,
Brian doesn't have anybody to live with him. Brian, you need a roommate?
No, Brian ain't had a roommate since he was 19.
Well, I was just trying to fix everything.
I mean, I got a basement. And I charge you $500 a month for that.
But you don't want to go down there. You're going to be living with Mickey and Minnie.
Ain't no mice in my house. Get out of here. All right, who is this?
This is Jamal.
All right, Jamal. Have a good day, bro.
Good luck, brother.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
NBA Finals went like this last night. Raptors took down the Warriors 123-109.
Oh, man. The wounded Warriors could not stop Toronto from scoring, Shay.
Leonard trying to get the ball. Curry's on him. Here comes the double team. Leonard trying to split. Almost travel. Van Vliet throws it up. Oh, he puts it in! A rainbow from Van Vliet!
Ooh, boy, they need Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant something bad as Toronto took a 2-1 series lead.
Another big road win for Toronto. They had a big win in Philadelphia in the conference semis, a big win in Milwaukee in the conference finals, and they win at Oracle Arena to take a 2-1 lead. Danny Green, another incredible shooting performance. Steph Curry, his brilliance on full display with 47, but not enough.
Yeah, dawg. Steph Curry had a great performance last night, but as he learned from LeBron, you can't do it all by yourself, and you do need your teammates. Game 4 will be on Friday night.
Hmm. It was another shots fired moment during the game.
What happened?
Jay-Z and Beyonce were sitting courtside, and Beyonce was sitting next to the owner of the Warriors' wife. And so the wife kind of leaned over Beyonce to speak to Jay-Z. And so Beyonce was smiling, and then as soon as the lady leaned in, her face completely changed, and she even, like, elbow checked her, like shoulder checked her a little bit.
Hey, fam, she done not, Beyonce done been through enough with Jay-Z and other women. She ain't trying to have no more drama. And ma'am, Beyonce is almost a billionaire as well, so you might just want to back because there's no competition, all right?
So this is my thing. When I'm addressing a man who's with his wife,
mm-hmm.
I always speak to the wife first.
Ah, okay.
That's to let her know, I see you. Mm-hmm. I respect your position.
Mm-hmm.
I may not know you, but I'm getting ready to talk to your man in like 2 seconds, okay? You know, that's the way you're supposed to do it. That's respect.
Yeah, and I'm righteous with them hands. Talking about that hand game, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't want none of Beyonce. I bet Beyonce can fight.
I bet you she cannot.
I bet you she can.
Beyonce ain't been in no fight.
Well, I bet you she can fight, though. You see the way Solange went goddamn.
Solange can fight. So Beyonce didn't do nothing.
Solange been in fights, but Beyonce ain't done nothing?
Yes.
Come on, Shay. They was raised in the same house.
My older sister. Okay, whatever.
He gave him that 3-piece extra crispy.
My older sister has been pretty for a long time looking in the mirror. She's concerned about being scratched. She don't fight.
Talking about your older sister,
mm-hmm.
right?
Don't you be biting your lip.
Hey, Racine.
That's not my older sister.
I mean, Rosell. I just get them mixed up.
I'm about to call. You
call
know
who?
Her husband is ignorant. He'll get on the plane and come see about you.
I will pay for the ticket.
You don't want it with this one.
So what's up?
He a junkyard dog. You don't want it with this one. I promise you. I promise you don't want it.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It took more than one setting for me to get through Netflix limited series When They See Us. It was so provocative, so enraging and sad. I went through tears and I went through bouts of being angry as I watched the story of the Central Park Five. These were five black boys that were coerced into confessions on a crime that they did not commit against a woman running through Central Park.
Wow.
The question that I was left with as I was watching is, how could something like this happen? There was no physical evidence. There was no DNA, none of that. So what they worked on was the confessions that the young men allowed the detectives to tape and that they signed without the presence of their parents.
Right.
We've got attorney Stacey Shaw on the show to kind of talk to us about this. Stacey, what would be like the number one recommendation that you would give to people if they're being questioned by the police?
Well, that's an excellent question. First of all, thanks so much for having this forum, because a lot of people get in trouble just because they don't know. And so this is a really powerful platform, especially when we're together on Tuesdays. The first thing, no matter if you're free to leave, not free to leave, first thing, just ask for a lawyer. You have to say the word lawyer. I've had clients that have asked for a counselor, that have asked for an advisor, but you have a right to a lawyer, not a counselor, okay? So make sure you say the word, I want a lawyer. That means that all of the interrogation has to stop until your lawyer gets there.
So if the young people had asked for a lawyer in the Central Park Five, that should have stopped everything at that point.
Exactly. And don't say anything. So don't say hi, goodbye, how are you doing? Ask for a lawyer the very first thing and then be quiet.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722 today. Look for highs in the mid 80s with a couple of showers on the way. Cloudy is 69 right now. At least some is shade. What's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends.
Yeah.
Rapper Vic Mensa is 26 today.
I like Vic Mensa.
I think I do
too. Turn around and throw it in reverse. Let me see how you work.
Did he go off on somebody? And I was like, yes.
Academics. He said he was going to slap him.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I like that.
Well, yeah, you do. Yeah.
Happy birthday to music producer and songwriter Jimmy Jam. Woo! He's one of your favorites.
Yes, he is. Responsible for Janet Jackson's career, among all others. Happy birthday, everybody born on June 6th.
So a woman paid $2,000 to put up a billboard asking Tyler Perry to hire her.
Smart.
Not at all. He wrote on Instagram, so here's the deal. This is not the way to get my attention. If you're looking for a role in one of my shows, please don't do this. Save your money. This is the third time that someone has done this. Please stop. To audition is free. I'm sure you can use that money for a better purpose.
Come on, Tyler, give her a chance.
That ain't how you do it. People have to learn the steps to be involved in any career that you want to be a part of.
Put it that way. Okay, I understand. That's true. Yeah, because, you know, that's like doing the same thing for here. Like, you know, there's work to be done. There's dues to be paid.
You have to do your due diligence. You have to find out what you need to do to be a part of the industry. And a billboard is not going to help. He don't know how you act from a billboard.
That's true, Shay. Thank you for getting me right.
You know I do it every day. I get you together every day.
Don't take it too far,
every
fam.
Day I get you together.
Don't.
You are so dumb.
Empire
really
star
dumb.
Terrence Howard is under investigation by the federal government for criminal tax evasion.
Come on, man.
You are so terrible.
These taxes, man.
So he and his third wife, Mira Howard.
God dang.
Yeah.
He done bought three rings.
He can't keep them.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't keep them. When a pimp tell you to do something, react. Stop.
Oh, these taxes, man.
This isn't his first run-in with the law. In April, the state of California slapped him with a fine of $143,000. In 2010, the federal government demanded $1.1 million in back taxes.
Making that real money.
You got to get people to keep their eye on that, and you need to be doing the same thing.
You know, I knew the IRS wasn't playing about them taxes when they put Ron Isley in jail when he was 70 plus years old. So I'm like, fam.
Wesley Snipes did time.
What lady did time? It was an actress.
Martha? No, not Martha Stewart. That was a security fraud.
She did
securities fraud.
I don't know, somebody. They'll put you to jail. They'll put you under the jail if you don't pay them taxes, for real, though.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Tomorrow, we're going to have a representative from the KCPS talking about free breakfast and lunch for school-age students that'll be happening this summer. Full details on the show. Yeah, it really is.
Yes.
Try to meet that need.
Mm-hmm.
Attorney Stacey Shaw in the building today. We've been talking about When They See Us, the limited series from Netflix about the Central Park Five. They were five black boys accused of raping a jogger in Central Park. They were 14, 15, 16 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have representation when the police coerced a confession out of them. It was used in court.
Mm-hmm.
No physical evidence, no DNA. And later on, a man stepped forward who was a serial rapist and copped to the crime against that woman.
Wow.
The men were awarded $41 million in a settlement with the city. And so this started a conversation about what's the appropriate thing to do when you're being questioned and or arrested.
It's your constitutional right to remain silent. So with that being said, will they presume you as guilty if you don't speak to law enforcement, Stacey?
It doesn't matter, because a lot of times that cannot be, there's an instruction to the jury at the beginning of the trial that they could not use your you testifying or not testifying. If you don't talk to the police, then there will not be anything introduced about you not talking to the police. And so a lot of people get scared and think that somebody will think badly of them, but a lot of cases never get to trial because they do not have enough evidence evidence to move forward. And so you can either negotiate a dismissal or you can negotiate a very favorable deal for a client, because there was not all of this evidence collected from your client, like an interview where you say something that could make you look guilty. So I always tell people, don't say anything. It's better for you to say nothing and not have evidence be presented against you than for you to say something thinking you're going to get yourself out of trouble, and then you end up saying something that could be used against you in trial.
There are parents who are listening in the car right now. What would you instruct them to coach their children if they find themselves in a position where they are having to interact with police?
Make sure to tell them to, one, be respectful. Do not try to fight with the police when you're getting arrested, because you can get injured. You can inflame the situation, and then it could possibly turn lethal. But whether you are in handcuffs or not, always ask for your parents. Ask for your parents and ask for a lawyer, because they may not be able to get a hold of your parents, but they have to go hunt down a lawyer for you, for them to talk to you. Okay. So, and then also tell them that they have rights. The parents do not have to be present for the children to exercise their rights. Okay. And so if the child is asking for their parent or a lawyer, then the police have to wait to interrogate them further.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Truth of the matter is, many folks don't know what to do if they're confronted with police. Fear and sometimes anger can come into play and cause folks to say the wrong thing when confronted with police.
That's true. And a lot of times being angry or afraid and not practicing what you're going to do when you're confronted with police, because it is practice, then it can cause even more problems. So what I tell people is to make sure you have a plan for getting arrested, because there is a right way to do everything. Number one, you want to make sure that you are calm. So if as soon as you see the handcuffs, let it happen. Okay. So you want to get into the handcuffs as quickly as possible, because you don't want to get hurt. And you don't want the police to have to be required to use increasing amounts of force to get you into the handcuffs. And so also resisting arrest is a separate charge that you'll have to deal with. Even if you are exonerated from the underlying charge that you were originally accused of, you could still be accused of resisting arrest. And so you want to assume the position as soon as possible, because you do not want to get hurt. Number three, don't say anything. Do not say anything. As soon as you get the cuffs on or they're about to cuff you, ask for a lawyer immediately. That will stop the interrogation. Make sure you are staying calm and you're breathing, okay? So staying calm is going to help de-escalate the situation and prevent the situation from possibly turning lethal. And then as I said, again, ask for a lawyer. You should have a lawyer's number in your phone, okay? So I always tell people, I don't give them a business card. I'd say, put my number in your phone as lawyer, so if anything happens to you, people know how to get in contact with me. And then also, when you are in custody, you have a constitutional right for a lawyer. I'm saying this over and over again, because so many people start talking to the police and that information is used against them. The police cannot offer you a deal. Only a prosecuting attorney can offer you a plea deal. And so people are in a rush to get home. Like the young boys just said, I want to go home. Get your mind right to sit and be patient until your lawyer gets there. Don't be in a rush to get home. They have a 24-hour investigation. Just sit it out, okay? Don't try to leave early and say something to try to get home early, because it could only damage your case later. And then also remember, do not sign anything, not even with your parents. When I represent a person under 18, that person, Billy, is my client, not the parents. The parents don't have to sign off on anything with me and my client. Even if it's something that I feel that's in my client's best interest that the parent doesn't agree with, I'm always siding with my client, and I will ask the parent to leave. And so there was a situation with the young man's father coercing his son for whatever reason to try to take a plea deal. If I was in that situation, I would have told the father to get out, and I am talking to my client, and this is what I think is in the best interest of my client. And I might have had a guardian ad litem appointed, which is a separate person that the court would appoint to determine who should be making decisions for the child. I do not play with that. And so a lot of times people get into a situation where they feel powerless, and because they don't know a lot of things, they think that the police are an authority. They have a 9-to-5 job like everybody else. They clock in and out. They have a supervisor. They have people that govern them. They have a community complaints commission that they have to report to. They have an internal affairs department that they have to report to. They are not better than anyone else, okay? So I always tell people to be respectful, but ask for a lawyer and let that lawyer advocate for you. Even if you are a child, I know that there's a lot of young people that I've met out at festivals that aren't 18. They listen to me every Tuesday on the way to school. And I tell them, you know your rights, because your rights are going to be independent. Even if your parents aren't there, you can still exercise your rights and ask for a lawyer. And so that's number one thing. If you're unsure, always call for a lawyer, because you have a right to speak with one.
Wow. Stacey, thank you so much for coming on and sharing this information with us. We appreciate it.
Always. Thank you. I'll see you on Tuesday at 7:35.
Yes.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Next Tuesday and Wednesday, the start of Conversations with the Candidates.
Ooh.
On Tuesday, Quentin Lucas will be on the show. Last night I was preparing some questions and looking over questions that folks have already submitted at kprs.com. Wednesday, Jolie Justice will be on the show. And you can submit questions for either candidate or both at kprs.com.
I'm going to play Frankie Beverly and Maze before I let go and see if they can do the electric slide.
Mm-hmm. That should be interesting. Mm-hmm. And Quentin's here. It'll be Taco Tuesday.
Oh.
I know that's a celebratory time for you and your household.
Love Taco Tuesday.
So, a man in Louisiana called 911 to report that the local Taco Bell was completely out of all types of taco shells.
Why would they do that?
Psych! Because it's Taco Tuesday!
Yeah. It's a serious situation.
It's not a serious situation.
Tacos are not a serious situation?
No, they're not. Not for you to be calling it. There's more important things for you to call the police about than Taco Bell running out of taco shells.
Let me reiterate that they ran out of both hard and soft tacos.
Get you some nachos, fam. There are plenty of selections at Taco Bell.
How you not gonna have hard or soft taco shells?
You can get you a chalupa. You can get you a
quesadilla. They don't have taco shells. You cannot get a
that's
chalupa.
That's not a taco. That's a chalupa.
They fry that to make that puff up like that. That's what a chalupa is.
Get you a quesadilla.
That's what they make quesadilla out of, the soft taco shells. Are you not getting what I'm saying?
Get you something else. Get something else. Are you not getting what I'm saying? Get something else. Get you a Baja Blast and some nachos and call it a day.
They make the nachos out of the soft taco shells. You know that that's
no, they don't.
Okay. They don't.
They don't. That's okay. Something totally different. What are you okay. talking about?
That's what they make chips Shay. Out of, Brian. Not they a, cut that not, in.
No, they don't, Shay. That stuff is already made. What are you talking about? I want somebody who work at Taco Bell to call us right now and verify this. So how come they just didn't close down altogether then, Shay? Why were they still open? What are they going to serve if they don't
rice,
have
rice, maybe some rice, maybe really? Beverages.
Really, Shay?
You need hard and soft taco shells to make everything on the menu.
Shay, the chips are totally different from that.
It could be, but usually when you go to, that's how they make chips. You do understand that they use the tortillas. Yes, to make that.
Yes, I understand that.
This is going on too long.
We've got all your celebrity shares.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on 103 Gems.
821 today. Look for highs in the mid-80s with a thunderstorm on the way right now. You got a little light rain at 69 at the Grandview Triangle.
Apparently, Basketball Wives Tammy Roman secretly married her boyfriend in Vegas last year. Mm. Yes. I guess that's a good thing. I don't watch Basketball Wives like that. I have to ask Julie what that means to the storyline of the show. Mm. Season finale of FX's Snowfall will pay tribute to the show's creator, the late John Singleton. According to TMZ, the show did an entire rewrite on the upcoming finale to incorporate a young Singleton into the story. Singleton's one-year-old son, Seven, will also make an appearance in episode 10. Ja Rule thought that Fyre Festival was indeed a great idea.
I wanted to do an amazing festival, and I believe Billy did too. It just didn't manifest to be that. But what came out of that is this. Business people who know money is like, yo, this was on some dope. Ja, would you like to do this again? We're the right guys. You had your finger on the pulse of the people. We'll make right. Sure, I would like to do another festival and do it right, because that's what I intended to do in the first place. So let's do it the right way, make blow it out. Now, here's the theory of
so
my
festival. You're going to do festival.
Another festival? Yeah, I'm going to kill it. Job, $20 million was...
I give you $50,000 for a festival, and then you say, I'm going to do this again? I ain't giving you another $50,000.
All right, that's you. Understand something. I wasn't the they were talking to at the end of the day. You understand? I was the came in and painted them the vision of what it's going to be, what I want to do. So these people know the purity of Ja Rule. They're like, Ja was the that had the vision, the idea. It was an amazing idea.
Nobody likes you, fam.
I don't think people are going to be clamoring to go to another festival produced by Ja Rule with what happened before. But, you know, I'm always on board for trying to block all hateration towards Ja Rule, because revisionist history says that he wasn't nothing, that he didn't sell millions of albums, that he didn't pack out arenas, that he wasn't the hottest dude rapping back in the day. Everybody wants to forget that since 50 Cent threw that whack juice on him.
Nobody said that. We just said he was whack.
They try to... Well, he wasn't whack when he was selling out arenas.
He was definitely whack.
He wasn't whack when people were spinning those records.
Oh, he was definitely whack.
He wasn't whack when millions of people was buying his music.
Oh, he was definitely whack.
Well, millions of people were buying whack stuff.
Millions of ladies were buying this stuff.
Yeah, there's millions of people who listen to whack stuff all the time.
Drake fans.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.